There are some things in this world that go way beyond human understanding. Things that cannot be explained. Things that most people don't want to know about. That is where we come.
Do you know what the most frightening thing in the world is? It's here.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
It's all true. The boogeyman is real. And you found him.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
I see dead people.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
They're here.
Good evening and welcome back to Ghost
Freaking
Talking.
That's right, Ghost Freaking Talking, your paranormal podcast like none other is back on the air wherever you're downloading your podcast. But ladies and gentlemen, you can also see our beautiful faces here on YouTube. I am your humble host. My name is Nick.
I am Trenton.
And I am Newsroom Nessie.
Oh, look it. We are all back into the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Last few weeks, you've been off. So welcome back, Trent.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We've missed you. The fans have been clamoring for the crew.
Ah, see, the crew.
They're like, man, you know, the show is good, but it's really good when all three of us are together.
Yeah.
And we actually did get a compliment from a new fan. He said that I am very informative and funny and awesome, and I am like the best podcast host he's ever heard in his life.
Then again, he was blind and deaf.
I might be exaggerating a little bit, but that first part was right, where he said that I'm very informative and witty and a fun guy.
Like you said, he was blind and deaf, and he wrote it because he just wanted to... You know, feed your ego a little bit, you know.
And if you ladies and gentlemen are playing at home, this is episode 69.
All right. We reached the funny number episode, boys.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. You'll have to wait 100 more episodes for us to get to 169. But ladies and gentlemen, we are at our very first 69th episode. So, 69 episodes in. And we were talking last time... Newsroom Nessie over here, which, by the way, if you guys don't know what our newsroom is, it is this officially sponsored by Spreadshop. If you guys don't know what Spreadshop is our merch shop where you can get some awesome Ghost Freaking Talking gear, and you can represent your favorite podcast. But they are unofficially official. They like all of our stuff on Instagram all the time.
Awesome.
They put us on their story the other day, and so we love you, Spreadshop. So keep up the awesome work doing up our merch. But what was I going on before I said that?
We were
probably
talking about 69,
maybe coming up on a year.
Oh yeah, that's right. You've been with us for a year now.
Yeah, I think the 24th of March was like the first episode.
Yeah. So congratulations on your 1 year anniversary with Ghost Freaking.
You guys haven't kicked me off yet.
No.
Wait, so that means you guys have almost been dating for over a year then?
Yeah, we have been dating for over a year.
Wow.
Because we started actually seeing each other like the beginning of February.
It was around Valentine's Day.
That's cool.
Beginning of February.
Yeah, and then we officially started dating in March.
Right when like COVID.
Yeah. 2 days later.
Lockdown.
Yeah. 2 days later. Like what? Like 2 days later? 3 days later? 4 days? Yeah.
Oh, that's
about three or 4 days later.
Yeah.
The world shut down. So, Armageddon happened once her and I got together.
Wow, that's...
It's kind of like in Ghostbusters where the gatekeeper meets the
Gozer.
The key master and the gatekeeper.
I'm the key master.
we got together and all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
So 1 year. So congratulations on your 1 year here at Ghost Freaking Talking.
Thank you.
People say that when all three of us are together, it's a well-oiled machine. So... but we also want to say that we have been brought into a new group of podcasting. We are now found on Paranormality Media. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go to paranormalityradio.com, you can find Ghost Freaking Talking there as well as a ton of other paranormal podcasts. So if you guys are wanting to listen to more than just our sultry voices, you guys can go to paranormalityradio.com and you can find a bunch of other awesome podcasts.
Sweet.
And I think part of the deal is that we're going to end up doing like a commercial and then we'll give it to all these other podcasts and they'll answer them and then they'll in turn send some commercials towards us. So we kind of scratch your back.
It's like playing cards, you know.
It's like a chain mail of advertising.
Yeah.
So it's like free advertisement, but not free at the same time, almost.
Well, you're doing, it's just like favors, basically, you know. I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine.
It's just a community of people with like minds.
Yeah.
And so we are glad and happy that they accepted us into Paranormality Media. So you guys can go and check out all these other cool podcasts as well. And also every month you guys can go and I will have a link up on our Facebook and Instagram. You guys can vote for us to be in the top 25 paranormal podcasts of Paranormality. So
I'm just saying, that'd boys, cool. That would at least 25, you know, that'd be pretty cool.
And they will be having an awards show this year.
Oh,
it's an award.
And, we have entered our name into the comedy realm of paranormal stuff.
There is no funny whatsoever in this. This is like the most serious.
This is the most serious podcast ever.
Yeah, no.
So hopefully we get a nomination or a nod to for the horror comedy.
Do they have like the most cringiest one? Because we would win that.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure we would definitely.
What episode would that be?
Or the most. rated R.
I don't know, dude. There's some raunchy podcasts out there. We are just the tip of the iceberg. I've heard some.
Are we
really
PG-13?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, we're pretty much PG-13.
Yeah.
I want to know what they're doing on their podcast. Yeah, are they actually just showing nudes or something like that?
I haven't flashed my dick or anything on a podcast yet, so we're still at PG-13, and Nessie has not flashed her titties anywhere, so... So we're
not. I don't want to see anything that happens here.
Definitely not going to do that.
That can be found on our OnlyFans. Yeah, that's right.
What?
No.
Oh, God. I believed you.
No, you must not listen to the last podcast. We were making fun of OnlyFans.
We
were talking about how we are going to have OnlyFans on here. And
yeah, I'm
already freaking talking OnlyFans. I'm not going
to. Oh, yeah. Is that where you just show you like your feet pics?
Yeah, dude. If people want to see my feet pics. Oh, dude.
Dude, I will honestly set it up. Speaking, just make it and just see where it goes.
People want to see my hobbit looking feet and shit on there,
dude. You just for laughs and giggles, just do it. To say that you've done it.
Instead of a Patreon, we'll just set up an OnlyFans.
Yes, exactly.
So if you guys want, look forward to Ghost Freaking Talking OnlyFans.
Oh, God.
But you know what? I get to tell my my kids that their grandpa had an OnlyFans. No. My kids are going to be like, yo, what did you and your dad do when you were growing up? I'm like, we did a YouTube and a podcast. And
there's a lot of other things.
Start an OnlyFans.
Well, by that time, everyone will have one anyway, so it won't even be a big deal.
It's going to be like the next... like YouTube or something.
Probably. I would think. I think OnlyFans is like the newer Patreon of like getting money, extra money for something. I would think.
I think it's just like any other social media platform, but it allows people to be less censored. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. But yeah, so this is the 69th episode, so we're talking OnlyFans. But no, today's show, we are actually going to talk about a couple of things here. We're going to go over a little bit because you guys are like, but you guys didn't release a podcast this week. But if you guys are subscribed to our YouTube channel, we did release a pretty good video this week.
It's a pretty good video.
We had a hunt last year, and it took me forever. I drug my feet. Because there was just
it was a lot of stuff. Though.
It was because so it was like nitpicking and stuff like that. You know, a lot of editing.
Yeah, and it took me 3 times to go through this stuff to really come across. You know, I watched it the first time around, and I'm like, "Fuck, I don't find anything." Then I listened to it a second time, I'm like, "What the fuck was that?" So then I went back and listened to it. I'm like, "Holy shit, something just said." You know,
this.
It's people. You know, it's a person.
Now, do you ever think you just hear things just because you kind of are hoping to hear things?
But at the same time, when I first watched it, he didn't tell me anything like that, and that's what I heard.
Because there was a few times where I didn't hear what you said was going. No, I was in the car, so, you know, I mean, I didn't listen to it, like, with headphones or anything, no. So.
See, like, mine was, like, here. When I was just vacuuming, and I wasn't really paying attention to the actual thing. I just was listening to it, and I heard a lot of the same things that he said that would happen. So,
like, yeah, I also think it's got, because you're listening to it in a car.
Yeah.
And I don't know what kind of translation difference between, you know, because it's a video, and whether of a video is different, you know, coming through a car than it is. You know, just kind of watching it on TV.
So, like, you watch us, like, on Spotify, right?
Oh, YouTube, like, typically.
Yeah, but in your car, do you watch it YouTube or on Spotify?
YouTube.
So, what would make a difference? Because technically, we're on video now, but, you know.
Well, it's definitely a sound difference. If you listen to us via podcast, if you listen to us on Spotify, it sounds so different than if you were listening to us on YouTube.
Because they don't have to use the video portion.
It's really weird how the sound difference is. You know, even between listening, because I will listen to us once through Spotify, and then I'll listen to us again through iTunes.
It
even sounds different. And then I'll watch the video as well. And it all three do not sound the same.
Weird.
Like I said, if you guys are looking for a really good, we are found a lot of different places, so we love everyone that's putting out our podcast. But Spotify, I don't know if they like amp their shit or something when you put it through, but it sounds so crisp and clear when it goes through Spotify. So I don't know if they just have a better server that runs the shit through.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, but it sounds so crystal clear when you go through Spotify more than any of these other services. But going back to the Wolf Hollow, this was at Wolf Hollow. They are an oddity shop here in Rockford, Illinois, and you guys can go out and watch the video. It's about a 45-minute video, but it flows so good that you don't get bored with the video.
Okay, I will admit at the first, right? Just this is for everyone that hasn't seen the video yet, and not gonna lie, at first, you know, it was. Just, yes, you're kind of meeting the people and everything like that. It's all about setup. It was kind of boring for me at first, right?
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to tell the people. It gets way, 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 way better than the first, like, maybe 5 minutes.
Five to ten minutes.
Because
you have to get the backstory of the place. You know, even Ghost Adventures does that.
Yeah, I know. But, people. A lot of people just want the evidence. They just want to see it. So that's what I'm telling them.
Well, they can scroll to whatever they want to find, but you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, or if you guys are following us, even on TikTok, you know, I've taken a couple grabs from, you know, of the evidence that we found, and you get a 1 minute window on TikTok. So I'll put that 1 minute window on TikTok. So if you guys want to see a couple like short parts of the evidence, you guys can go to TikTok as well. And then I also dump those on Instagram. So if you guys are not following us on all the social medias, from TikTok to Facebook to Instagram, you guys are missing out on a little bit from what we do here, because we are more than just a podcast. You know, we are all-encompassing. And ladies and gentlemen, the dog wants out.
There we go.
So if you are playing the drinking game at home, the dog is going to go out. She's going to bark, more than likely. Let's hear it. Nope, I don't hear the dog barking yet. But yeah, so the dog is let out. So, but yeah, so you guys need to follow us on all these other awesome, you know, spots, because yeah, we share a bunch of different things. We have, well, some fun things that we share on TikTok that we don't share here, and vice versa. So you guys need to follow us on all those, because we're all encompassing. Like I said, so yeah, we didn't have a podcast this week, but we released a 45-minute video on YouTube. Of yeah. Some really cool evidence. We had orbs. We had orbs with fucking sound.
Sharks with freaking lasers.
Yeah, the whizzing orb is definitely crazy.
Because we tried to debunk it, but we couldn't. Really.
I mean, you can see it clear as day go by, and it just makes a zooming noise.
It sounds like a fucking plane going by. It goes shoo.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know,
it's to me, you know, it does sound like energy. Like, that's what spirits are anyways. It's mm-hmm. energy flow and everything like that. That's what it sounded like to me, was the energy zooming by.
At the beginning of the episode, or at the beginning of the video, when we're sitting down doing our very first like EVP session, there are like electronic like pops that happen. Like,
which
on
never happens
with our equipment. I've never, you know, we've had this equipment for years. I've never had that sound come through where it was something like an electric pop coming through. Hmm. And they say that when spirits are trying to manifest, you know, you will hear, you know, electrical pops like that. That's why you see these sparks and stuff. You know, we've seen sparks, not you. Vanessa's like, mm-hmm. I've never seen shit before. But, you know, both me and Trent have witnessed these electrical sparks that you see in the air when things are trying to manifest.
Because energy, that's what they are, you know, electrical.
And so, you know, at the beginning of the video, you hear it try to, you know, and it's not like it just randomly happens. We ask a question, and then you hear like an electrical disturbance, like something's trying to come through, but it doesn't. So we had that kind of stuff. We had voices come through the spirit box. And I know Vanessa's not a big believer in the spirit box. She
What do you believe?
I'm not saying that I'm not a believer in it. I never said that.
You say it's hard for you to understand anything.
There's just a lot of things that like you'll hear and I don't hear it. Now, that might just be because I'm partially not like, you know, I don't have the best hearing, but you know, so I don't know. If
all
that has
those
something
rave
to do with
days
it.
coming in,
standing in front of the speaker for many hours, definitely did some damage. But so yeah, it has nothing to do with me not believing it. It's just I don't hear some of the things that you know you hear.
Yeah, because like a lot of stuff does sound like other things, right? You know. It's up to anyone's game, right? You don't truly know what they said.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, even as we are alive, we say some things and people think we say another. And it really all depends on what you truly think. But.
Yep. No, I get you.
All right. So, so Vanessa, since you're more of the skeptic of the group, mm-hmm. like, you will want to believe, but you haven't had anything.
I just need more evidence.
Blow your skirt up yet.
Right.
What out of all the evidence that we had in that video, was it the orb making that sound?
Yeah, I'd probably say the whooshing orb is probably, you know, the most intriguing thing
for me. It was the EVP we caught, because the EVP, you know, it Trent said something, because this was right after something rushed up on Trent.
Mm-hmm. This whole like scenario is still like the craziest to me. It's the whole rushing up on me, and we're both hearing.
And I'm like, whoa, you know, we both react to it, but we don't hear on the camera or any of our sound equipment the sound of something rushing up. But You know, I heard it when we were there.
Yeah.
And he reacted to it because it went right up on him.
Mm-hmm.
And right after that, a voice came through off the EVP recorder saying, it's a person. But I heard it with my ears because you can hear me ask you, Vanessa. Mm-hmm. I'm like, was that your stomach growling? I heard it as a growl. But when I cleaned up the sound, it's a person saying, it's a person. It's like, like we're talking right now. That's how clear it came through as an EVP saying, it's a person. And I heard it with my ears, and but it was so distorted that I just thought it was a stomach growl.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like I said, like it was so clear. And I thought that was probably what I thought was one of the coolest pieces of evidence that we got from there. Also, the one where you were in the bathroom, Vanessa.
Yep.
With the orb.
Mm-hmm.
I swear something was fucking with your face. Because it looked like you reacted to something touching your face.
Yeah, you'd mentioned that. But, you know, I mean, it could just be just a habit that I have. You know what I mean? Because I don't remember, like, oh, there's, you know, I feel something or...
Yeah, because I watched... Because you were in there for, like, maybe 15 minutes to 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only time you ever reacted to anything on your face. Like, you brushed your face the entire time you were in
there. Oh, really? That was the only time?
But... Yeah, it was. Where you? Should we go to the tape?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying I did it more often, but, you know, like I said, if I did, it was probably just,
But the thing is that if you guys have not watched this video, as soon as she went up and touched her face, an orb shot from behind your head towards the camera.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I didn't feel anything. I didn't.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have guessed anything was there.
Yeah, if you guys are playing the drinking at home game, the dog is jacking around with something. I don't know what the dog's doing.
I don't know.
So you probably hear the dog clacking around in the background. But yeah, so going over some more of the evidence. This is just going to be the evidence review show.
Yeah.
Because I was going to do some Reddit stories tonight, but you know we're already 20 minutes into this. So... might as well just go through the rest of the evidence and our experiences that we had on this video. We're going to take a break real quick, and we're going to talk about a little bit more of the evidence, but I'm going to let the dog drink and shit and get out of the way so we can clear up that noise. All right, guys, so if you guys can, make sure to check out our merch shop, our Spreadshop shop. You notice the shirt that I'm wearing here tonight? You guys can go out and get some awesome gear like that. We got hoodies, coffee cups, and all that fun stuff out there. So we'll be right back. So follow the link and order your very own Ghost Freaking Talking merch. Many colors and designs are available. You can even get coffee cups and dog bandanas. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so go out and get yourself some Ghost Freaking Talking gear. Also, make sure to check out our friend, Mr. Kevin Hinkle Draws.
Yeah.
Go to Etsy shop Mr. Hinkle Draws and get yourself some awesome horror themed stickers.
Gotta enunciate that.
Clear. Because people are always like, why are you always talking about horrors? I'm like, this is show 69. We will talk about horrors.
I was about to say, that was going to be my line. This is the 69th episode.
You got a bunch of horror stickers.
We got to do everything that we can do.
So Kevin, get on to the horror stickers so we can talk about horror stickers. You know, where we talk about, you know, Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears. Horror stickers. Horror. But, yeah, horror stickers like Jason, Freddy, Pennywise. He's got some awesome stickers out there. And if that's not your taste in stickers, he also has some other ones like Nintendo and Pokey balls and stuff like that. And
gotta catch them all, Pokemon.
He's got some Pokeballs out there, so he's going to go get some Pokemons. And that's kind of like huge right now. Pokemon is huge. People are fucking going crazy for that shit. So go out and get yourself at Etsy shop Mr. Hinkle Draws. All right, guys, so we are back here. We have turned this episode into the evidence review show, where we're talking about our evidence that we caught at Wolf Hollow. When did we do that? It was like fucking July, wasn't it?
So
I don't know.
This was before I had purple hair.
Yeah.
So I got that around the 4th of July.
Yeah, so, you know, I've had this
probably
shit.
Probably close to a year.
I've had this shit in what, how do they say it in the business? I've had this shit in a can for a while.
So, hold on. July 3rd, I think, because after that, it's either July 3rd or July 2nd, because I specifically remember going there and then the next day going to Angie's for my haircut.
Oh, okay.
And that's when I got myself purple hair first time.
Purple hair. But so, yeah, so I've had this stuff on my computer. It's been taking up hard drive space. And it was just kind of like, man, do I really, you know, I really, because I told them, I'm like, I will get you some stuff out there. But while we were there, I'm like, I don't feel anything. I don't feel like we caught anything. We had some experiences with the spirit box. I knew we had that. Trent had the EVP where it said boo.
I'm still proud of the EVP because I caught it. You didn't catch it. I caught it.
But after I cleaned it up a bit, did you hear in before it said boo, it says shh, and yeah. It goes boo.
Yeah. I still think that's one of the coolest, like, EVPs that we caught there, because yep. I heard it with my own ears and no one was around me, so I knew that no one was there.
Yeah.
Because you guys were all on the opposite side of the place.
And see, that's the awesome thing about ghost hunting is, like, when you get that evidence and it's like, fuck, explain to me. How do you get that voice on the recorder when there's nobody else there with them? Because you're the skeptic here.
I am.
And you're Miss Scientific, so you want the scientific explanations to this.
Yes.
We've had some bumps and pops. Yeah, that can be stuff settling, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But we also had an instance where something hit the door. Because it sounded like something tinged on the door, which could have been somebody outside. Something could have ran into the door.
Mm-hmm.
But while we were walking over there, it said, it's a bag. And did you notice that on their doors, they had taped paper bags on their door?
Oh,
to darken them out.
Yeah, because they were trying to dark out the windows.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense. They're so, like, oh, yep, it's a bag.
It's a bag. So, That kind of blew me away a little bit, because I the first two times I went through the evidence, I did not hear that at all. And then that last time I was going through it, I was like, what the fuck is that? So I cleaned it up a bit. And yeah, there's an actual voice that says, it's a bag, when we went over and started investigating the door.
There's actually a lot of evidence that you can't really, like, say, oh, he's just making it up, because there's a lot of evidence we both react at the exact same time. And then, you know,
yeah,
because, like, the whole walking up on me and then, like, the stuff hitting the door by the cool door that's actually inside. Yeah,
the old door that's inside.
Yeah, because I looked over and then you didn't say anything, and then it happened again, and then you're like, I saw you reacting.
I saw you react to it, because there was a three knocks, and what is really weird is that it did the three knocks twice.
Yeah.
And I heard it, but I didn't say anything, but I saw Trent react to it. I'm like, did you hear the three knocks? He goes, I didn't hear any. He goes, I heard a knock, but I didn't hear it knock three times. And in the video, I went, boop. Knocked three times, and then it knocked three times. It sounded just like the noise that I had made.
Yeah.
Which is really, because in the paranormal world, things happen in threes, because
it's the mocking of
the Holy Trinity.
Right.
So, you know, usually when we're in investigations, we're trying to do EVPs, we will try to knock on things and have them knock back.
Bigfoot.
What's that?
Like Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah, right? Because Bigfoot, you smack on, you know.
Yeah, branches. On the trees. Yeah, that's how you.
Exactly.
Communicate.
Yeah, and so when I was part of Winnebago County Paranormal, mm-hmm. They always did a shave and a haircut. You know that? It's a shave and a haircut. You know, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
And then the ghosts are supposed to finish it going, dun, dun.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had them finish it ever before. So, you know, we do a lot of the knocking things with the ghost too, because that might be just an easier way for them to communicate.
Yeah.
What?
I was going to make a joke.
About knocking?
No, because you can't make anything finish.
Yeah. Hey, dude, I have no problem finishing. Thank you very much. That is not my problem. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 69.
This is the only reason why I brought it up. This is episode 69, dude.
Yeah, so if you guys are playing the 69 drinking game, boom, you guys are on fire tonight. Nessie's just like, why the fuck do I do this podcast? Like, you guys are fucking disturbed. And
she's
disgusting.
Like, after a year, guys, so I'm putting in my 2 weeks notice. I'm retiring.
For you, Vanessa, I think we might have already went through it, talking about what you thought was the best part or the most intriguing thing for you of the evidence that was caught.
Yeah, I guess the orb is probably the most, because I just have more questions now.
No.
You know, like, how come you don't hear other orbs in other videos make noises, or do you?
I have never seen, like, on Ghost Adventures or any of these other ghost hunting shows, mm-hmm. I've never seen an orb make a swooshing sound before.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I want to say that, like, this place hasn't truly been investigated, per se.
Well, we're not, I say professional with air quotes, because mm-hmm. nobody's a professional ghost hunter.
But there are people out there who... Yeah. Equipment than us, and have like more ability to cover
more ground and stuff like that.
Maybe we gave it a lot more energy, because it has energy, right? Mm-hmm. It stores up energy, because that's your potential energy that you're going to have. What happens if it just collected so much energy and it has never manifested or done anything like that before? That it became so much energy that it even had the sound to it. Because you can... Where it's like throwing a ball, or like, you know, when you swing like that branch.
Yeah.
You know, if you swing it very slow, you don't have...
You got that force behind it.
You put so much energy into that stick, it's going to have that swooshing sound.
And who's to say that, you know, you break up a good point. Maybe, what if it wasn't like a spirit? Because at that time, it seemed like we were getting irritated... that nothing was happening, but, you know, when we went back and reviewed the evidence, shit was happening, but mm-hmm. it's not stuff that we could actually hear and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe it was getting irritated with us as well.
Because
it, like, kind of threw something.
It.
Like, it was trying to punch me. Maybe that's what the orb look was. Well, like, you heard the air go past the, like, something went...
Yeah, that is a pretty good point, because... they're showing us that they're trying to do it, but we couldn't truly see it then.
Yeah, they were getting irritated that we weren't picking up on what they were throwing down.
And which brings up another good point, because after that, we walked over to the one place, right? And then that's when I started panicking, like everything was surrounding me. Maybe it's like trying to say, like, hey, now you can see us, type of situation.
Yeah, it definitely, that was a weird spot for me, for when I was editing that down, that I'm not saying you were faking it, but if anybody was like, these guys are trying to overact.
Yeah, I get that, but it's kind of, you just have to believe me on this, because.
I believe you. I believe you, because it's happened before, at my mom's house before she sold it. You know, we had that same, you almost had that same reaction from that time as well.
It's, this one was just more of like it trying to like not mock per se, but like.
It was trying to irritate you.
Yeah. That's compared to the other one at grandma's house where it took over my emotions.
Now, I made a couple of comments in the video. I don't know if you've heard it, because I left it in there on purpose. Mm-hmm. I was like, Vanessa, you know, you were probably like, oh, this is bullshit. You know, I could have been doing something better than, you know, trying to do this stuff.
Stop it.
after that experience of being in there and doing that, mm-hmm. is ghost hunting something that you would do again? Does it?
Well, of course, yeah.
Like you want to do it again?
Yeah.
Like so you're not going to be like you have not had that experience to where you were like, oh my god, you know, it's ghost hunting time.
She hasn't had that experience of the Mario Kart chasing her. I think that's the when you have to have that.
You get like turtle shells thrown at you?
No.
No.
It goes back to the whole Mario Kart thing that was on her counter that had no batteries in it and chasing my mom, you know?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I've never had a crazy experience, and maybe until I do, I'll be all about, you know, trying to find something until something scares the shit out of me. I don't know. I'm open to it, you know?
Because I think that's the turning point for say truly believing
it, because I think that it opens something in you, I poo-poo on you know, spiritualists and stuff like that, you know, people that have that third eye that can see spirits and shit like that. Mm-hmm. I think it takes you to that point, to something actually happening, and it kind of like something pops in your head, like then all of a sudden you're able to pick up on different things, because growing up
your brain is still developing.
Well, that, but until I started having instances in this house when I bought it, I didn't think ghosts were fucking real.
Right.
You know, I was not a believer at all. And then all of a sudden, you know, I started thinking and things started happening right in front of my eyes, and it opened up my senses to something.
Your
and
third
to,
eye.
Hey, thank you for noticing. Episode 69.
Well, you took that to the wrong area, but you know.
It's the
forget
right
it.
It's the right area. Yeah. What are you talking about, babe?
But so that brings me back to the whole like them not believing me and the whole like me panicking and everything like that. Because honestly speaking, I think I am more open to the whole, you know, them, like the whole ghost, and maybe I'm just like more like easy to get into than you or to other people.
Yeah, and you know, it all goes even back to, you know, this is going way back to we put you in a very haunted room when you were when you were a baby.
Yeah.
So who's to say that something doesn't imprint on you when you're in that kind of situation?
Parents of the year.
Then again, like,
hey, shit happens, you know.
Because there was like pentagrams in my bedroom, like, oh, they're like, oh, I was just gonna paint over.
No,
yeah, I had a bunch of pentagrams in my locker in high school, and the only bad thing that happened to me was one of these kids in my neighborhood came up, and after he found Jesus, he came up, and then he tore down all my pentagrams.
Jeez. Oh,
that's cool.
All these Bible thumpers.
I'm like, are you serious, dude? Like, God, I don't really worship Satan over here. It's just...
But, yeah, I, honestly speaking, I do think I am way more, like, open and, like, more, like, easy to get to.
Plus, I think, you know, you were brought up with that more than, you know, me and Vanessa were.
Yeah, because I've probably been
from the day one of you being brought into that room, we knew that room was fucked, and we put you in that room. And, you know, growing up, you've always had those experiences to where you are more apt. Because, like, me, I can pick up energy now. I'm not saying I'm a medium or anything, but I can go into a spot and definitely know that there's something there. You know, because just I know the feelings now from living in a haunted house as long as we had. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, once again, I think I opened up my mind a lot to actually experiencing these things instead of being shut down.
So this kind of goes back to me. I know it's coming back to me a lot, but do you remember all the time at like the dinner table, I would see people walking around you and mom and mm-hmm. everyone else all the time at the dinner table?
No.
Who's to say that that's another good reason why I am still like that?
Plus, you know, here I go again. I shit on these people, these mediums and shit. Who's to say that isn't a real thing? That people, you know, are born with that, you know, kind of sense to where maybe you have that sense and, you know, I don't have it, so I don't fucking understand it. Vanessa doesn't have it. She doesn't fucking understand it. But maybe it's something that these people are actually born with. You know, yeah, I will shit on them as much as possible because I don't have it. I don't understand it.
Because, like, all humans, yes, we all kind of had the same brain, but we don't have the exact same brain. You know, that's why you have, like, the special kids, right? Because their brain is turned to a different, like, setting almost. No. Who's to say that all these mediums are, yeah, like, a different, yeah, setting?
They get a different dial, yeah, turned in their
head. Just, yeah, tuned into a different frequency.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe you are on that frequency and to where that you felt that energy, you know, all around you, like they were trying to gravitate towards you and irritate you. And I was in that same position, you know, I was in that same spot as you were. I was hearing things, but I was not feeling them. And I had the K2, and I think having the K2 not going off in that spot, my whole mind was like, okay, shut down. There's nothing here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he is experiencing something totally different. So it was an experience. How was Vanessa? How was your experience? Because this was your very first ghost hunt. So what did you take from this? Now that you were there and you've seen the evidence of stuff that you possibly didn't see at the time or hear at the time, what are your thoughts on it?
I don't know. I mean, there's definitely something going on. It just, you know, just check it out again, you know, just try and get like repeat evidence, you know. Yeah.
And
I don't know.
I am in talks with getting us into Tinker Swiss.
That'd be cool.
Where it's just going to be us at Tinker Swiss.
Oof.
Doing a small hunt. We're going to record a podcast from Tinker Swiss. Who's to say that we won't be recording a podcast and we won't catch EVPs on our podcast? Yeah.
That is like the big boy leagues to me. Like
for being in Rockford.
Yeah, that's big boys.
There's like the big one, the big spots in Rockford. You've got the Coronado Theater. I think the Coronado Theater is the top spot.
Really?
You know, in paranormal.
But they have that place locked down.
They have that place locked
you
down.
You can't do anything.
Oh, and
I've been there
and,
a few times.
And Tinker Swiss is the second.
Yeah.
Interesting. So it for us to get into Tinker Swiss, I think will be really awesome. To actually record a podcast in an actual... Well, I shouldn't say that because we were recording an actual haunted house right now.
but this is like
history, like major history.
Yeah,
because you got all the history surrounding it, and all
plus
the,
everything like this.
Yeah,
like, from the actual house. Plus, you know, yeah, like
so that is on our docket. I need to nail down. We gotta get a date to where we have everything. You know. So all of us can actually do it,
because
I don't want to go into it and just only have like two of us or whatever. Yeah. When I would like to have all of us, you know, do this and experience being locked down like Ghost Adventures in a freaking historic, haunted and historic place like that.
Yeah, dude, that'd be so sick to do.
So look forward to that. So, like I said, I got to get a date for that. But what was your experience for Wolf Hollow?
Overall, my experience there, it's a cool place to investigate, you know, since it's, like, one of our, like, first true off-location investigations besides of Grandma's house.
And,
That
a business actually lends into their business to do some tomfoolery around.
Yeah, and we caught a lot of great stuff, I think it was like the first like step into what this channel could be, you know.
Oh, definitely. And you know, like I said, we did get a negative comment saying that we were trying to be like the Ghost Adventure shows because we were all like, dude, did you hear that, dude? And like it's just us.
Yeah, that's our personality.
If you just sat down and were talking to us, you know, we're always like, dude, you know.
Yeah.
It's just how we were brought up. And we're not trying to mimic anyone.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We are who we are. We are not trying to be someone that we're not. So we do appreciate the feedback, but that is us. I'm like, I don't know how better to explain it than that is us. That is our actual reactions to stuff.
Trying to put on the front to, oh, we gotta be like this guy on TV. And
you know, I'm not sitting there with a little bow tie and be like, well, Ghost, would you please stop fucking with me right now? No, you know, your pure reaction of getting touched or scratched or fucked with by a ghost in a dark environment, you're going to be like, dude, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. You're going to be like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, touch
me. Yeah, what else would you say?
Finger my butthole. Go ahead. Do it.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Tickle my fancy. Alrighty. Tickle my fancy, ghost.
You know, you can't make everyone believe, you know. You can't make everyone believe that you are yourself, and people are always going to believe that, like, oh, yeah, since these guys are big and you're part of this, you always want to be that group of people.
There's always going to be trolls.
Yeah.
You can't please everyone.
Yeah. So we appreciate the feedback, but, you know, that was our general reactions to stuff.
Yeah.
That's how we talk any other time. We're not trying to be anyone that we're not. So, yeah, we appreciate it. Hopefully you guys or whoever wrote that is will still be watching the channel, and we'll still interact with their stuff. So we appreciate the interaction and letting us know what's up. But, yeah, I think this episode actually went way longer than anticipated. It was nice to get back to just talking about stuff, and, you know, the conversation just flew by. Talking about our evidence at Wolf Hollow. So if you guys haven't, make sure to go to YouTube and check out that Wolf Hollow video.
It's a pretty good video.
Like I said, it's 45 minutes. My original cut was an hour and a half.
Jeez.
And then I whittled it down. I got rid of a lot of the fat in it. And, you know, there's possibly some stuff that I could bring out into another video just showing, you know, leading up to some certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Some backstories, like on that door and stuff like that. Liz gave me a very good background on that door that they picked up. That it was like a... I burped. Thank you, guys, ladies and gentlemen. If you guys heard that on podcast, that was me burping. But she gave a good background on that. We got some other stuff that, you know, I did cut out. I wanted to keep it, but... Yeah, an hour and a half was ridiculous.
Then
I got down to an hour. I was like, an hour is still ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm like, so if this was like an actual like Ghost Adventures episode of something, they usually with commercials and shit, you take all that out, they're about 45 minutes, right?
Trying to copy Ghost Adventures.
Shut up. but yeah, so it's about a 45 minute episode. It's very well worth the look at it. So if you guys can go out there and check that out, it'd be very much appreciated. Share it on Facebook and Instagram, all those different places. So make sure to, I'd like to get the exposure out for Wolf Hollow as well. So get out there and, give them some love. There's some awesome people out there. And, like I said, we've bought a lot of shit from them.
Yeah.
You know, Nessie just bought an octopus.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool.
Yeah,
taxidermy cool. Octopus.
No, that's cool.
It's fucking awesome. They have some cool shit like that out there. So go out there and check that out. All right, guys. So, fucking, that's our podcast for today. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Once again, thanks to Paranormality Radio. We appreciate you accepting us in on the Paranormal Podcast Directory. Where we're out with a bunch of other cool podcasts, and there are links out there on our Facebook and Instagram that you guys need to go out and vote for us. Each month, these voting things are open. Vote for us. Try to get us in the top 25.
Podcast. I just want top 25. That'd be so cool.
Just get our name on a top 25, and also hopefully we get nominated for a podcast award for that'd paranormal.
Be cool. That'd you know? Be pretty fun.
Yeah. So you know, I think we're nomination worthy.
Course you do.
Yeah. This is my baby here.
Everybody thinks they're the
Yeah.
Bee's knees.
Yeah, but I've listened to some other podcasts, and it's shit podcast. I think we put out a pretty decent product compared to a lot of other podcasts that are out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we might have some microphone issues and shit sometimes.
But that's just how the game is played.
But, you know, this isn't a huge production.
We're at our kitchen table.
Yeah. But like, but look at our setup. Our setup is fucking awesome. Right? You know, how many other people can say they have a fucking human skull
climbing out of their table.
Yeah. So Martha, we love you, Martha. We love you, Martha.
The saying isn't real, by the way. Just saying.
Come on. You ruined it for everybody.
I mean, it's real. God. It's real.
Yeah, the hand is
it's real.
Totally real.
Spoiler alert. Spoilers,
not real. Hey, I'm not a faker, man. we're doing real crap here.
I would hope that Vanessa isn't a faker either. At least I hope not. So, ladies,
like I said, you can't. Like I said, you can't make anything finish.
Hell. All right, ladies. Once again, Vanessa just sits there with her mouth.
What am I supposed to say?
You're supposed to agree with me.
No. I don't fake it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because it doesn't happen.
You don't need to.
Oh yeah. Exactly.
You're giving him too much credit, dude.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is the podcast. So make sure to subscribe here on YouTube.
And click that notification bell so you can know if I push out a new video.
Also, make sure to check us out on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. I think Twitter.
No. Screw Twitter. Facebook.
Fuck Twitter. Facebook. Yeah. Facebook. Get all the goodies out there as well. We do have a merch shop, so go out and get some Ghost Freaking Talking merch. I do have another thing of stickers coming. So if you guys go out and leave a review out on iTunes. Look at that. My voice is cracked. Leave us a review on iTunes and send me a screenshot of it at our email at
ghostft@yahoo.com.
Where's that?
ghostft@yahoo.com.
Yeah, you send me a screen grab and your address, I'll send you out a sticker.
Sweet.
For Ghost Freaking Talking stickers. And if you go out and buy our merch, here's what I got for you guys. If you guys go out and buy our merch, send us a picture of you wearing your merch and your address, and I'll send you a Ghost Freaking Talking keychain.
Ooh.
And these keychains are bad as fuck.
They are pretty sick.
Yeah, these keychains are bad as fuck. So go out and get yourself some GFT gear and send us a picture. What's that email again?
ghostft@yahoo.com.
Yes, that's ghostft@yahoo.com. And we will send all that awesome stuff out to you. All right, guys. As always,
everyone has a story to tell.
And
stay spooky.
Stay spooky, ladies and gentlemen. And see you guys.